White House staff members face a deadline today. By 5 p.m., they're to turn over any documents and records they may have that are related to the investigation into the leak of the identity of a CIA agent. The controversy has put the White House on the defensive. It's the first criminal investigation of the Bush administration and occurs at a time of growing unease over the situation in Iraq. From the White House, NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The scandal involving possible White House involvement in the leak is just over a week old, and it has been the dominant story in the building ever since it broke. Yesterday, the president was hosting the president of Kenya for meetings and a state dinner, but when the two men met with reporters in the East Room of the White House, Mr. Bush had to take a question about the charge.
And this is a serious charge, by the way. We're talking about a criminal action, and but it also hopefully will help set a clear signal. We expect other leaks to stop as well. And so I look forward to finding the truth.
White House staffers have been combing through their records in advance of this afternoon's deadline. They must turn all relevant information over to the White House counsel, Alberto Gonzalez, who will then pass everything he collects to the investigators at the Justice Department. Press Secretary Scott McClellan is being even more careful than usual in responding to inquiries regarding the leak.
Yeah, I think that I want to do everything I can to provide you with the information you need to do your job. But at the same time, let's recognize that this is an ongoing investigation.
McClellan was asked if Justice Department officials handling the case had begun to contact any White House staffers directly to interview them.
And I'm not suggesting anything one way or the other. I'm just saying that I will provide you, and I don't have anything to update you on with right now, but if I can provide you that information in a way that will help the investigation move forward, I will do so. But I think that those questions are properly directed to the career investigators at the Department of Justice.
There were other questions for McClellan yesterday and for the president at his brief news conference, but that was not much of a relief as the other questions were mostly about bad news. There were inquiries about the latest suicide bombing in the Middle East and Israel's retaliation against an alleged terrorist training camp in Syria, all of which highlights the president's frustration over the lack of progress with the U.S.-backed roadmap for Middle East peace. And there were questions about Iraq and the reorganization of the president's National Security Council, a move that will give the council and National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice more authority over the reconstruction of Iraq. McClellan called the rearrangement a new phase that would help the reconstruction, but resisted any suggestion that the reconstruction is not going well. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.